St. Benedict's Parish in Halifax. The parish that coaches us through the Divine Renovation Network, it's one of the most dynamic in the country. It's borne a lot of fruit. It's brought a lot of people to Jesus and helped them grow in discipleship. They have what's called their game plan. This is it. It's a series of steps that forms disciples to live out the mission of Jesus. So quickly, the seven steps are, it starts with the church becoming an invitational church. We focused on this last season, where we tried ourselves to become an invitational church where we'll welcome everyone, Catholic or not, so that they feel loved. Then there's another step. They invite every single person in their parish to take Alpha, where they will hear the essential message of Christianity. Do you remember what we call the essential message of Christianity? Starts with a K? The kerygma. Kerygma is four steps. God creates us out of love. We separate ourselves from him by sin. And then Jesus comes to redeem us, and we're invited to respond to him. After that, they invite everyone to join the Alpha team. They'll go through Alpha again, but this time by serving others, and they're going to learn more that second time. Then they're going to be invited to join Connect groups. Connect groups meet in people's homes every 2 weeks. There's food, spiritual sharing, and prayer. This becomes a person's spiritual support system. And then they're invited to join ministry, then a discipleship group like Faith Studies, and that leads to more fruitful worship at Mass. Now, when people see this plan, they're amazed. I can't even believe churches have plans. Most churches, they have no plan, right? But they do. People love it. People like plans because people want to grow, and plans always lead to growth. Now, someone once asked me, Father Justin, what's the plan? You have Alpha, you have Faith Studies. How does it all fit together? And I've known for a few years, we have a plan. I just never explained it. So sorry, but I will today. The gospel today, it's about Jesus' plan for spiritual growth. It's about Jesus calling St. Peter. It's an ordinary day, and then it leads to a new life and mission. Now, the first thing we need to know about Jesus and St. Peter is that in today's gospel, this is not the first time they meet. They had already met before. Jesus had already been at St. Peter's house, and he had cured his mother-in-law. Now, you know, some people think this is why St. Peter betrayed Jesus later on, because he healed his mother-in-law. Okay. Now, what does this tell us? That Jesus had already met St. Peter, and now today we've got this important event. What does it tell us? It tells us that it's within the context of a relationship that Jesus will call us deeper. He's going to love us, and by loving us, he's going to invite us to love him in return. Bishop Mugenborg of Seattle, Washington, he sees three steps in today's gospel. Here's the first. While Jesus was standing beside the Lake of Gennesaret, and the crowd was pressing in on him to hear the word of God, he saw two boats there at the shore of the lake. Jesus got into one of the boats, the one belonging to Simon, that's the original name of St. Peter, and asked him to put out a little way from the shore. Then he sat down and taught the crowds from the boat. So Jesus is going to ask Simon Peter for some trust. Will you trust me enough? Can I borrow your boat? That's very low-risk trust. And he says yes. Now, that's the first step in going a bit deeper in discipleship. Then, second step, he asks for more trust. When he had finished speaking, he said to Simon, "Put out into the deep water and let down your nets for a catch." Simon answered, "Master, we have worked all night long but have caught nothing. Yet if you say so, I will let down the nets." St. Peter's a fisherman, correct? What profession is Jesus? Carpenter. So this carpenter, he knows he's a carpenter, and he's going to ask this fisherman for more trust, because really, Jesus shouldn't know about fishing, but he's going to ask for a bit more trust to take a bit more risk on St. Peter's part, and they hadn't caught anything the night before. Do you trust me? That's the question at hand. And St. Peter says yes. He's going to go deeper. Third step. When they had done this, they caught so many fish that their nets were beginning to break. Simon Peter and all who were with him were amazed at the catch of fish that they had taken. Then Jesus said to Simon, "Do not be afraid. From now on you will be catching people." When they had brought their boats to shore, they left everything and followed Jesus. This is where St. Peter becomes a disciple. He's ready to leave everything because he's grown progressively in trust. And now St. Peter becomes a disciple, and he's going to help other people become disciples. Jesus had a plan. There is one book that said that Jesus had 8 steps in forming his disciples, and there they are. We won't go through them. But if you read the Bible attentively, you will see these 8 steps in the way Jesus trained his disciples. Jesus had a plan. Now we have to figure out, Lord, what's your plan for us here at St. Anthony's? And there is a plan. I want to explain it to you now. There are 2 parts to it. I mentioned once before, there's one part called our weekly bread. The other part is called the formation loop. Now the first part, weekly bread, is basically Sunday Mass, adoration every week, and confession. Maybe once, maybe weekly, maybe more likely monthly. These are your foundational habits for your spiritual life. Now, all of us have weekly habits, right? You exercise, hopefully, spend time with your family, hopefully you take a shower. Okay. Now, you have to get these habits right. If you get these habits right, everything else will fall into place. And they all involve the sacraments, because the sacraments are where we encounter Jesus. So the church teaches this. The Eucharist is the source and summit of the Christian life. That's one of the most important teachings of the church. The Eucharist is where we get all of our strength. That's where we get our life. But it's also the high point, because that's the closest you can come to Jesus here on earth, the Eucharist. And then the church continues in our teaching. The other sacraments, and indeed all ecclesiastical means church ministries, and works of the apostolate are oriented toward it. Every single thing we do is oriented to the Eucharist. Pancake breakfasts are actually designed to lead us to the Eucharist. Why are we building the parish center? To lead to the Eucharist. Alpha, faith studies, baptisms, the school, they're all designed to lead everyone closer to the Eucharist. Why? For in the blessed Eucharist is contained the whole spiritual good of the church, namely Christ himself. 3 parts to this weekly bread. Our spiritual habits. First is Sunday Mass. The early Christians met every Sunday to honor Christ's resurrection. So we want to get this right. We want to get this right. We never want to miss Sunday Mass. This is where we receive Jesus. This is where we support each other as a community. And this is where we can grow. So the most important teaching tool we have in our community is what? It's the homily. The homily is where we can all grow together as one. So just as an example, last week we explained a bit of the pro-life position, and we had that testimony on healing after abortion. 2 weeks prior to that, I taught you how to pray, holy complaining, and I taught you something a bit about spiritual journaling. We answered the question, why should God let us into heaven? I've given you before that 3 ways to increase your faith. I've given you 2 reasons why God allows us to suffer. That's an important teaching tool. Next part, adoration. Jesus calls us to have a Eucharistic heart, a heart that recognizes him in the Eucharist and wants to spend time with him. There is a Benedictine monk whose name is never given. It's anonymous. From 2006 to at least 2017, he's been getting locutions from Jesus. So Jesus speaks to him, which is really unusual. And he's been writing these locutions down. And in one of the locutions, Jesus said he was grieved because churches are locked. Because that means people can't come to visit him. And you know who he blamed? The priests. And he's right. And in another locution, he said this, I am your food in this sacrament of my love, but I am also your companion. The Eucharist is the sacrament of my divine friendship. I want the visit to the Blessed Sacrament to become once again a part of ordinary Catholic life, an instinct of the believing heart, and an expression of gratitude and reparation to me who am forsaken. This is Jesus' desire, that the visit the Blessed Sacrament, become an ordinary part of Catholic life again. So I'm going to continue this invitation, which we've been doing now for at least a month. Would you think about spending 15 minutes a week with Jesus in the chapel once we reopen it, so that we can fall in love with him even more. And the final part of our weekly bread is confession. Okay, for most of us, it can't be weekly, but monthly. We've talked about this before, because after a month of away from confession, usually our consciences get dull. So what we want to do is go every month and stay on top of things, and you stay spiritually sharp. Now, Father Pierre is hearing confessions today. And he's very generous to hear confessions during Mass now. Now, when we see that, what do you realize? God is saying, I'm giving you more opportunities. I want you to take advantage of that. That's part of the reason I think why God sent Father Pierre here. If you do these three habits, you're going to be more spiritually stable. You won't even have to think of them anymore. You'll just keep on doing them naturally, and you'll grow. Now, here's the second part. What I call the formation loop. It starts with Alpha, that 12-week course to give us the overview of Christianity, the most important parts. But once you're done Alpha, I really hope you keep on growing and you take faith studies next. Faith studies, it's 5 levels, a total of 36 weeks. Takes you deeper into the Bible. It challenges you more. And it basically, all 5 levels of faith studies, they cover the essentials of being a disciple of Jesus. But you know, after that, I really hope you grow even more. And I hope every November you take the Marian consecration so that you learn a deeper form of prayer. You learn that Mary is your mother, because you can't have Jesus as your brother without Mary as your mother. Now, what comes after that? We keep on growing because the human person is designed to grow. One of our parishioners, Dexter, he's going to start this year a Bible study called Journey Through Scripture. It will be 4 levels, 6 weeks each. And then this formation loop, it's going to keep on growing. We're going to have to add pro-life training, theology of the body, apologetics, dying healed. There's one parishioner now in January. She took everything we could offer. And now she wants to keep on growing. And she just started her MA in theology at UBC. That's good. We want everyone to keep on growing. Now, here's the thing. If you start with Alpha, normally we would encourage you to loop into faith studies. But let's say God calls you to loop back. You'll take faith studies, and then you'll join the Alpha team, and you'll do it again, and you'll start leading other people, and you will help build the team. You're going to help form other leaders. Let's say faith studies. You really got something out of faith studies, and you have the right charisms for it. We're going to ask you to become a leader. You're going to loop back, take faith studies again, and you're going to help other people grow. Let's say you haven't done any of the other things, but you started with Mary in consecration because you love Mary. That's great. And you keep on leading. That's really good. But eventually, I would lovingly challenge you to do the other ones. Get back into Alpha. Why? Because you can learn something different there. You can learn authentic Christian community, and then you can learn how to share your faith in a winsome way, because you don't learn that as much in Marian consecration. You learn that more in Alpha. So this loop, one of the geniuses of looping is that you can enter at any point. It keeps on growing. And we're going to keep on expanding as long as we have good, capable leaders. And the leaders have to all be lay people. This is not going to be dependent on the clergy. You have to grow as leaders so that it can keep on reproducing itself. The best parishes in the world have plans. They all have plans like this or something like that. Now, our plan is different than St. Benedict's because we're a different parish. We have different charisms. Alpha and faith studies, currently right now, our 2 biggest ones, are among the best programs in North America for a parish spiritual growth. Alpha is going to be starting again on March 28th, and I would encourage everyone to take it. And our leaders today, the Alpha team, is going to be at the back. Look for them in red if you have any questions or you're interested in joining. I want to invite you to be part of the plan. How are your spiritual habits? How's your Sunday Mass? Every week? How frequent your confession? How often adoration? Get those habits in there. And how can you participate in that formation loop? How can you grow? It all started with a yes. So when Peter said yes to Jesus, he had no idea that it was going to lead to a miraculous catch of fish. He had no idea that that yes was going to lead to him becoming the first pope, and then going to Rome, then getting crucified upside down, and then the church, from there, becoming the universal sacrament of salvation for the whole world. It starts with a generous and courageous yes, and it's all part of Jesus' plan.